Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you've heard me talk about a lot about this election, right? And I would remind you that we live in the freest society that ever existed in the history of the world, and we should appreciate that. And we should also appreciate the right and the privilege that we have relative to voting. Early voting starts tomorrow and continues through Saturday, October the 4th, and takes one day off, September 28th, Sunday, the polls are closed. So if you have a desire to vote in for the October 11th election early, these are the dates. And I've been talking about following these candidates and making sure you listen very closely to what they're saying, what they're trying to get you to believe or otherwise. And you will recall that when we first elected Mayor LaToya Cantrell, there was a little bit of a spotted history, right? As it relates to the manner in which she handled money, the manner in which she handled campaign funds, the manner in which she handled city credit cards. There were a whole lot of smoke signals that were out there that we just missed. We didn't read. We didn't take them seriously. We have a very similar thing going on right now in the council at large race relative to State Representative Delisha Boyd. If half of what is reported by James Finn with NOLA.com of what's going on with her campaign fund and her PAC is true, there is no way anyone should walk into a booth with any confidence at all that this is a one-off. No way. We've been down that road. We know what happens. And if they're willing to shirk and circumvent the rules now, what do you think is going to happen when they're in office, in a bigger office? She's a state rep now. She knows the rules. They know them better than anyone, right? But the fact of the matter is the Boyd campaign and the Boyd, pro-Boyd PAC have not been accounting for their dollars in a very sacrosanct way. And it just so happens, that Miss Boyd is facing a foreclosure on her English turn home. That sheriff's sale is set for November. And try this on for size. The sheriff's office was unable to locate State Representative Delisha Boyd for 1 year in order to serve her with service of process as it relates to her inability to pay her mortgage, the foreclosure on her home. A year. Now, she knows it was going on, right? You have to know. What do you do as a responsible citizen in this city, this country, when you know that you are facing a foreclosure, when you're not making your mortgage payments, you duck service? You're an elected official. You literally are going to duck service for a year? Are you kidding me? Is this someone that's worthy of serving you in public office? not a lot of people are talking about that. They're all honing in on the potential ethics violations of the manner, and we'll get to this in a second. But when you're talking about managing your personal finances, and you are already an elected official, you understand the importance of the service of process. Make sure you get the appropriate notice. You've made certain you're in a contract with the bank. So you're going to try and screw the company that has financed your property by ducking service for a year and having them spend all kinds of money. And you believe that that's the appropriate thing to do, and you want to continue to put yourself out for public service, and you're not even willing to address this publicly at this point in time as you run for city council? Shame on you. How could people in their right mind think that she is going to fulfill the fiduciary obligation to you as taxpayers of the city of New Orleans when this is a way that she handles her own personal business? And I'm not even getting to the campaign potential violations about this yet. If you can't take care of your personal shit, then don't run for office. I mean, it's a joke. And of course, there are those that are trying to make the connection that the reason that she's been paying a company that's actually owned by her and her daughter, moving funds out of her campaign fund and potentially the PAC, the Political Action Committee, there are those that believe that this is all being done so that she can pay dollars to try and avert and circumvent the foreclosure. Because she's going to be hit with penalties and interest and all kinds of stuff that's going to be there. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. Probably we'll end up filing maybe for bankruptcy. That's what a lot of people do to try and circumvent this, buy themselves more time and everything else. So they have been moving dollars from their campaign fund and PAC to a company. And they listed this company on their campaign finance reports that turns out not to be the company that they actually paid. They admitted to that. they got caught. They're in a corner. That company doesn't exist. It's not a Louisiana company. It's not a foreign company. The powers to be, the NOLA.com and others, they all kind of check this all out. It's all a smoke screen, right? It's all a smoke screen. But the only thing that's consistent is that Ms. Boyd and her daughter are involved in all of these entities that are flowing around. Some people are saying they don't see a concern here, really? How can you say that? You know that these things are not allowed under the campaign finance laws. How can you say that there shouldn't be any concern here when your own report, you admitted, is incorrect? Now, they're trying to say it was a mistake, right? It was a mistake. They made up a company name. Where did they get that name from? Where is it registered? What does it do? And then one of the spokesmen campaign had to admit, no, we actually made the payments to this other company, which is Miss Boyd and her daughter's real estate company. You can't make this stuff up, right? And now, Matt Willard is the person that's running against it. They want to blame it on Matt, on another candidate. It's all his fault. He's bringing up all of his dirt. You know, he's trying to deflect. Deflect from what? What are we talking about? This is about you, Ms. Boyd, and how you handle your finances, how you conduct your business, how you display your moral compass or lack thereof. and you expect the public to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you're not willing to go to the mic and explain any of this away. You're in the best position to set the course of this straight, but you're not willing to do so, more likely than not, because you can't. We get it. We understand it. And now it's your time, folks, the voters in the city of New Orleans, to let this candidate know exactly how you feel about an individual that conducts their personal business as well as their campaign business in the fashion that she has chosen to do so. Plain and simple. It's not that difficult. So they checked all kinds of trying to find this DKR marketing, right? And, I mean, it's not a lot of money, right? It's tens of thousands of dollars. I think $11,250 in one case and $28,000 maybe in another. We're not sure exactly what's what because no one's willing to explain what it all is. But don't you think this is emblematic of more things to come? I think we saw this with the mayor, did we not? It wasn't a whole bunch of money in the overall scheme of things. But it's the fact that you would take the risk of this for this small amount of money, which means any number of things, right? That you're having difficulties and you're willing to take these risks and run this these funds through this, misstate on reports, come back, have to try and correct it in a fashion that makes it worse. You know, the cover-up's always worse than the crime. So when you come back and try and correct it, you've actually stepped in another pile of it. And now you can't shake any of it off of your shoes. The PAC is supposed to be separate and apart from the campaign. We have people that are working, have a position in the campaign and a position in the PAC. Pretty straightforward violation for most, right? Because the PAC is supposed to be making its decisions independent of the candidate. But we have monies going back and forth and we're paying our daughter. Now, that's never a good thing, right? And in fact, in many respects, it is prohibited under the campaign finance laws and the ethics laws in this state. Sound familiar? That's because it is. So I don't know where this is all going to end up. But forget about the campaign stuff for a moment. And let's get us back to knowing that you are in foreclosure and you are ducking service for a year. What does that say about you as an individual? You are obviously the center of the universe. You don't care about the financial institution that's financing this home for you. What did they do? They gave you the money. And in return, you're supposed to make the payments. And you don't make the payments.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was there an attempt to go in and try and negotiate this, to try and figure out a way to work your way out? Or did you just duck service for a year, thinking you could buy time and move on and maybe get to this campaign, maybe get through the campaign in the hopes that nobody would find out? Those are all very risky calculations. But why should the voting public take this risk? We know what some of the downstream implications are. And so does Ms. Boyd. Or maybe not. She's been missing for a year. Maybe she hasn't been watching what's been going on with Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Maybe that's a possibility. Let me give her the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe because she's been absent for a year while ducking service, right? That she hasn't recognized anything of what's going on down here in the city. And maybe she hasn't visited the city in a year because she was ducking service. And maybe she doesn't read NOLA.com, and maybe she doesn't listen to WWL radio. Our signal is available in Baton Rouge. And maybe she missed all of that. But you know who shouldn't miss it? You. The voting public. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.